Reports of abuse of foreign crew members aboard international fishing vessels have been an open secret for years, but only recently has the local industry been forced to address them. Now the Hawaii Longline Association is reminding us of the legal loopholes that allow U.S. vessels to hire foreign workers and pay them far less. Chad Blair has more in this morning's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chris.
It's legal to pay foreign workers less, right?
It is, and we're talking about that Associated Press story that broke a couple of weeks ago and describing people working, these fishermen, foreign fishermen on U.S. boats, under what is described as slave-like conditions for as low as $350 a month. But what Nathan Eagle, our reporter, found out when talking to the longline industry and others, is that, in fact, it's perfectly legal under the law. There is an exemption in federal law that was carved out nearly 30 years ago by the U.S. Congress that allows this to actually happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me. Go ahead, Chad. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I was going to say the exemption itself, the idea was to Americanize the U.S. Fleet, sort of like the Jones Act, which we all know applies to ships here in Hawaii and a few other places. The idea was to make sure that if you have a U.S. flag ship, that it be built in the U.S. and crewed by Americans. But this exemption that I was telling you about made it specifically for tuna and swordfish fishermen. Why? Because these are highly migratory species. And because of that, along with a few other things that happened, for example, West Coast vessels setting up shop in Hawaii and the Pacific Islands, moving away from the West Coast, a number of other things, led to hiring many more foreign workers. And today, nearly all of these longline vessels are crewed by foreigners.
Which is why the price of fish is what it is, right, Chad?
It certainly does have a lot to do with that. Another thing that happened along these same lines were depleted stocks. That, of course, is driving up fishing prices.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pressure to stop killing dolphins. As you know, these long nets were catching dolphins, and that's a no-no. Also, just a staffing problem, getting Americans to work. So what you do is you go and you hire these foreign workers. And today, the longline industry has about 140 of these ships, all told, most of them here, most of them foreign crewed.
It's almost as if the legal loopholes made it an economic necessity to hire foreign crews to keep your own costs down.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But the AP story has really fired up a lot of our lawmakers, particularly mm-hmm. state lawmakers, the congressional delegation. They're trying to find ways to fix the law. You know, even you can't even use a temporary working or visitor visa. It does not apply to these workers who literally have to stay on the boats when they're here. In town, they cannot get off the ship. And some of the boats are not very well equipped at all in terms of amenities.
This is one of those stories that's being addressed after being around for a long time, isn't it?
Right. As you said, this is not something that was completely new, but kudos to the AP for getting this out and for our Nathan Eagle furthering our understanding of the situation.
Amen to that. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check with Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair.